From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Robert Mugabe, the longest-serving African leader, resigned Tuesday, ending nearly 40 years in power. Resignation met by celebration in the streets. 93-year-old leader clung to power for a week after a military takeover. The ruling ZANU-PF party stripped him of the party leadership on Sunday. The reaction in the streets was one of joy and relief.
Our country is going to be different, and our relations all over the world are going to be normalized. We are a peace-loving country.
I'm happy. I'm totally happy. This is a change, a great change.
Joy Mabenga with the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition said for decades the Mugabe family ruled as a dynasty.
It's very unfortunate that in the process of wanting to create a dynasty, the Mugabes have taken Zimbabwe as their private company. The boys show opulence in a sea of poverty.
Mr. Mugabe sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to be sworn in as his replacement as early as Wednesday. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
Certainly what we saw today, the resignation of Robert Mugabe, is a historic opportunity and historic moment for the people of Zimbabwe. The people of Zimbabwe have firmly voiced their desire for a new era to bring an end to Zimbabwe's isolation and allow the country to rejoin the international community.
Before his resignation, Mr. Mugabe faced impeachment charges in Parliament. The UN Tribunal on War Crimes in the former Yugoslavia is expected to hand down its final verdict Wednesday in the genocide trial of former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic, known as the Butcher of Bosnia. He's accused of ordering the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica in 1995 and causing the deaths of thousands in the siege of Sarajevo. Prosecutors are seeking a life prison term. This is VOA News.